It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Do you have lunch plans today? If not, Seth Boyer has a few suggestions for you, especially if you're in a certain city in central Illinois.
Peoria.
Peoria.
Peoria. Wakey, wakey. It's breakfast time. Time to get up. It's bright and early at 11:40 a.m. and I'm eating at my favorite breakfast spot and I'm feeling great.
So I'm downing 19,000 calories of chips and salsa and queso.
I'm doing the queso liquidation test and it is a little bit more runny than I'm used to.
I dedicated my life to cheese fries way back in the 90s, but before we tackle that, let's talk a little bit about this root tape.
All right, we're starting with their crab rangoon dip and their wonton crackers. I have had my fair share of crab rangoon dip and I will say that this one in particular tasted pretty upscale.
Seth Boyer joined me a couple of months ago to talk about some of the best places to hit up in Peoria. Because we're revisiting that conversation today, no calls, but you can let us know what you thought. Our email address, talk@21stshow.org. All right, Seth, talk about your history with food in Peoria.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Peoria, you know, my whole life. I did move around when I was like in my early 20s. But, you know, I was born and raised here and around Peoria Heights. And actually, growing up, I didn't really venture out too far. It wasn't until I moved to Chicago, where it's just full of local businesses and mom and pop shops, where I really started venturing out to the local food scene. So when I moved back to Peoria, I just kind of woke up and I was like, wow, I mean, there are a ton of hidden gems here in central Illinois, too, even though you might have to look a little harder. So, I mean, that's pretty much the history of it. It's really kind of a new thing that I've kind of entered in my adult life because I didn't really experience much of it growing up.
What makes the food scene in Peoria, in your mind, stand out?
You know, when I compare it to a city like Chicago or even New York, obviously those places are so much bigger and there's so many more choices. But here, like in central Illinois or Peoria in particular, there's just a little bit more passion behind it. And I think you have to have that passion behind it to make it work. And there's more of a sense of a community when you enter some of these local establishments around Peoria. And that's what really makes it stand out. It's just the sense of community and passion behind it.
Are there any particular places you want to highlight?
One that stands out that I've done several videos on is Slow Hand in Peoria Heights. During the course of me doing content there, I've, you know, got to meet the owner and, you know, talk to him a lot. And that place is just the perfect example of, you know, a restaurant that brings community together. They hold little events and concerts, trivia nights, and, you know, of course they have amazing food. So being able to, you know, just walk down the street and highlight a place like that, that at one point was kind of a hidden gem, is amazing. But now it's, you know, it's blowing up, which rightfully so. They deserve it. They deserve all the eyes on them. They're amazing. But I mean, that's just one of many. There's so many great places around Peoria that I just love to visit and love to go to.
All right. You mentioned that idea of going in there and making content. I'm always curious about this because, you know, I watch a fair amount of YouTube videos and it all seems so ordinary and seamless from my perspective. But I think if you know, walk into a restaurant and sit up in some corner somewhere and just start yelling into your phone, "What's up, guys?" You know, that kind of thing, people might think you're a little nuts. So how does that process actually work for you to do this?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny you mentioned that. So when I did it in Chicago, because I started doing it in Chicago, no one even looked my way. No one batted an eye because there were so many people, you know, trying to do it and so many people posting content. So when I moved back to my hometown, I was a little nervous at first because as soon as like the first two times I'm doing it, you know, I'm kind of getting confronted like, oh, like, is everything okay? I see you're recording the food, you know, the flash is on. It's a dark restaurant. I'm in my little corner trying to like keep it secretive. But luckily I do all the talking behind the scenes. So I just kind of go in there, record the clips. Usually I can do it kind of incognito. And then I kind of get on out of there. And that's when I really create the video and kind of talk about my experience and edit it all together. But in there, half the time, they just think I'm taking pictures. Like, you know, a lot of people just take pictures of their food. I usually don't let them know that I'm going there either, unless I'm invited. I'm always loving the invites. But a lot of times I just show up as a customer to get the, you know, the same quality food that everyone else would get as well. So you definitely get some stares, but you get used to it after a while.
Well, that's interesting because you hear like professional restaurant reviewers for, you know, newspapers back in the day or whatever would sometimes even wear disguises so that they wouldn't be caught out. I don't know. I don't know if you're at that level yet.
It's starting. There's been a couple times though. I kind of lately I've been going in there ever since my slow hand review in Peoria Heights where that one blew up. Now I kind of walk in there and they kind of know what I'm there for, and they're kind of handing me some free items, and I'm loving it. You know, it's awesome to kind of review as much as I can. So I always appreciate, you know, everything that's given to me, but it's starting to get to that point in my small town. Well, I guess it's not too small, but my town of Peoria, where it's like, okay, maybe I should start wearing disguises. I just ordered a mask off eBay, so it's coming next week. That's the next plan.
So, all right. You mentioned you've done work in Chicago. How does it compare, Chicago and, you know, Peoria Heights?
Yeah. You know, like I said, there's so many options in Chicago. I will say one pro that I love about a city like Chicago or many of the places like around Cook County is you can walk outside of your apartment at 1 a.m. on a Tuesday and find 7 different Indian restaurants, you know, that's open that you can just walk to. So that's the biggest difference is, you know, this hometown of Peoria, you kind of have to look for it a little bit more, plan it out. You kind of have to search for the gems. Because I grew up here for, you know, 20 years before I moved to Chicago, and there were so many places that I never visited, never heard about because they weren't being highlighted. You know, a lot of these smaller restaurants around here might not have that marketing budget. You know, they might not be on social media. So, you know, someone like around my age range, maybe I wouldn't find out about it unless it's by word of mouth, because there definitely wasn't no like social media content on it. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's so much more, it's just easier to find in Chicago, and in Peoria, you kind of have to dig around to find it, but that's what I'm having fun doing. And that's why I'm sharing everything online. I'm trying to be that person I wish I had, you know, when I was 18 wanting to go eat, and I don't want to settle for like a fast food place, but I don't know where else to go. So it's nice sharing these local gems to my friends and the community around Peoria.
All right, let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about Peoria's food scene with Seth Boyer. He's an actor and content creator that goes by the name Chowcago and checks out restaurants and other food spots across Peoria and beyond. We first aired this conversation a couple months ago, so no calls today, but you can share your thoughts by email, talk@21stshow.org. Yeah, Seth, I noticed you were also, I just mentioned, you're an actor. Your credits include an episode of Chicago Fire last year. How did that come about?
Yeah, that's one of my most proud accomplishments. So when I moved to Chicago originally, it was for TV and film. You know, I loved just being artistic in any way, you know, possible. I think that's why I kind of started content creating too. But I moved to Chicago. I started taking acting classes, eventually got signed with an agent and a team. And for about what felt like 3 to 4 years straight, I'd audition for these TV shows and movies. And, you know, you kind of get some smaller things here and there, but I knew I wanted to be on network TV, like on a show as prestigious and as awesome as Chicago Fire. You know, I wanted it so bad, but I mean, I think I auditioned 100 times before I, you know, actually got the role. And the funniest thing is, when I did the audition, it was the one that I was completely fed up with and over with. Like at this point, I was like, okay, I've done 100 of these. It's not going to happen. This role might not even fit me. I'm just going to send in one take and that's it. And that's the one that I get. So all those other ones that I tried hard on for, you know, like a week straight of studying, I guess the method is to kind of just let loose and, not care, because I think they can sense when you care too much. And that's something you don't want to bring to an audition room or on set, you know, just have fun with it. So that's kind of how it was brought about.
I like that. Let go of expectations. It's kind of like a Buddhist idea almost. What was it actually like doing the work? Is it filmed in Chicago? I gather some of it is, some of it isn't. How does that work?
Yeah, I'd say about 90, it feels like about at least 75% is filmed in the city of Chicago, like downtown. They have a huge film studio down there called CineSpace. That's where they kind of build the sets. A lot of TV shows, including The Bear, Chicago Fire, PD and Med, are filmed all at that film studio. So for mine in particular, we filmed one at the film studio because there is a scene where I'm kind of getting dragged out of a fire. So they built that at the film studio and they set it on fire. They had a whole fire department there to make sure I was safe, put fire repellent on me. It was a pretty surreal experience. I had a stunt double. And then my other scene was filmed like downtown Chicago, just kind of like on a random street when they took me out of the burning building. So yeah, it's mostly around the city in Cook County.
Amazing. You know, back when Law and Order was peak television, that may be a little before your time, I don't know. But, you know, the franchise was credited with making like a meaningful contribution to keeping actors working in New York City. Do you see that similar effect here with the, you know, Chicago PD Med Fire franchise?
I do. With that show in particular, 100%. They do a really good job at, you know, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but from my eyes, it feels like they kind of prioritize the co-star and guest star roles for the Chicago or Midwest actors. And then even after you do book one and say, you know, you do a good job, the casting directors will eventually bring you back. You have to wait a couple seasons before you can re-audition, but it feels like a really small community. For as big as Chicago is, you'll see a lot of the same actors in the audition room with you. And that franchise seems to do a really good job at, you know, keeping it Midwest based. There are some bigger shows in Chicago that I think they're just getting so many eyes on the show now where they're starting to kind of lean towards flying people in for even the smaller roles, which is always it's always a bummer to see sometimes because it's like, oh, like I live down the street. You didn't have to pay for that flight. I could have done that, you know, if I had a chance. But you know, that's just how it works. And I'm just grateful for any audition or any opportunity. And just to be in that industry is awesome. And I'm super proud of what I've done, even at this point.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, in that field, you're dependent on casting people or directors or whomever to sort of give you the green light. But there is this whole other thing of content creation now that people can do. How do those two relate to each other? I mean, are the skills similar in your view?
Yeah, you know, I love this topic because, you know, as far as the skills, I do feel like, you know, I use a lot of my theater acting, you know, experience, voiceover in my, you know, my videos or even on camera, because I'm a lot more in your face and loud for content creating just to kind of reel some people in. And then in real life, you know, I'm far from it, but so I kind of throw on that little character. You know, everyone kind of has that character they have for anything artistic wise or show business related. So all of my acting and theatrical work definitely helped with that side of content creating. And I love that you mentioned that, you know, for acting, you kind of wait for permission. And it's just, I mean, that's it. You just wait. There's only so much you can do. You can stay busy with classes, but, you know, that's expensive. And you can update your resume all you want, but ultimately you're waiting for a yes. With content creating, anybody that's listening or anybody in the world can start right now. And you have full control. You can be the actor. You can be the star, the guest star in it. You can just do voiceovers, the director, you write everything. So that's the beauty of it. And it's very freeing. That's why I like kind of doing both. And there's a nice balance in between the two.
Seth Boyer is an actor and a content creator. You can see him on his YouTube channel, where he goes by Chicago. And he was in episode 9, season 12 of Chicago Fire. It's called Something About Her. And Seth, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing some of what you do with us today on the 21st Show.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on here. Super grateful for it. Hope you guys all have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Seth. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Lee Hawkins is a journalist, podcast producer, and Pulitzer Prize finalist. He's also the author of I Am Nobody's Slave, How Uncovering My Family's History Set Me Free. It's a memoir of his family's journey across 400 years of enslavement, Jim Crow, and beyond. That's all coming up tomorrow here on The 21st Show, which is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coolsome Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. We appreciate hearing from you about our programs and your suggestions for future guests or stories. Our email address, talk@21stshow.org, and you can find that and every other way to contact us, including our voicemail line. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. We've got our past shows there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcasts, or just look us up on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.